sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
You doing good today?
I am.
Good. Well, it's a wonderful spring day and we are here. I've been really looking forward to this show. We are here with Jerry Derrickson. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Becky.
You're from Hahn Appliance.
Yes.
They don't pay to be on our show.
No, we do not.
Okay. but what I got you on the show for is because I buy a reasonable number of appliances from you, and there's always new stuff. Really new stuff in appliances. So I thought we might talk about that.
Yes, there's been a lot of developments in appliances over the last 20 years. From the basic white boxes we had many years ago to today, it's kind of unfathomable, all the different variations of appliances that are available.
Yeah, Jerry, got a little problem with your mic. Well, if you just hold it, then during the break, we'll fix it up just right. Just make sure you're close in there. Yeah, perfect.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to talk about is color. When you buy a new car, I care about what the wheels look like, and I care about the color of the car. So what are the new colors of appliances?
Well, in the last 5 years, the black stainless color has been the new color on the market, and the popularity is incredible. Unfortunately, the supply has not been matching that demand. It's kind of a slate finish that complements modern kitchens really well, and several different manufacturers produce it, just not in enough quantity for the demand that's out there.
Okay, so I know I saw some color in washers and dryers when I was in the store.
Right. There, you're going to see from Samsung, for example, they'll have midnight blue colors, platinum colors, white colors, black stainless colors. There's lots of variety there. You're familiar with the bespoke line that Samsung has. You bought multiple of the refrigerators where you can configure the panels to suit your needs, and there's all kinds of color and variety there as well.
We have a lot of fun with our bespoke refrigerators. The kids draw on them. The housekeeper writes notes to us on there. And at our house, we have what we call a house assistant. And she kind of is just does whatever needs to be done around the house. But she will put, like, what's for supper and what time it's going to be served. And it really is an awesome appliance because the bottom, it's got four doors. And the bottom ones, one of them can be one of them is a freezer. It has ice makers in it. But the other one could be a freezer or a refrigerator. And in one room, we've got two of those in our house. In one room, we've got an extra freezer. And the other one, just an extra refrigerator on that bottom drawer. So it's very flexible.
They're very, very flexible. And they're very popular. We call them quads. And the quad-type refrigerator has become more and more popular over the last couple of years. More manufacturers are starting to build them again. It's much easier to access the freezer area, the lower areas of the refrigerator, because the drawers pull out to you instead of having to stoop over and reach down inside the refrigerator. Makes it a lot more convenient. It's more ergonomically friendly.
Oh, okay. Well, the drawers do slide real easily, and there's a lot of storage space in there.
Becky, yeah. I got a question. I got an ignorant question here. You said the person writes on the refrigerator, like directly onto the refrigerator, or do you?
The front panels are glass. They're colored glass. So in our kitchen, we've got a blue.
Uh-huh.
In our utility room, we have an orange one. But there are the, I guess they're dry erase markers. I'm not sure what we Anyway, we've got markers attached to the fridge where anybody can just write on the refrigerator.
So I have an LG that has a glass front, like you can knock on it and it like lights up, you can see through. But I've never thought about writing on the glass with a dry erase.
Is that a glass? So he could probably write on that, right?
Not on the LG.
No, I shouldn't write on it then.
That's called the InstaView.
Yeah.
You can knock on the door and it instantly illuminate the interior of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Which is cool because that way you can see what you have inside the fridge. But Becky's refrigerators are smart hubs. Essentially, they've got iPads built into them. And it's a communication device, just like you would write on an actual iPad.
Yeah.
You can write on this refrigerator. Communicate with the family, message, do all kinds of things.
Oh, we've got lots of drawings on there. and there's we like to play board games at our house. And so sometimes it'll say birds at 8 o'clock ? And then everyone signs up if they're ready to play.
I mean, the refrigerator is the center part of the family. If you have a large or multiple family or know this, that is the communication place. Which, Jerry, I have a question for you on this line of, because when I bought my refrigerator, I just figured magnets would work on it, but they don't. A lot of, seems like the newer fridge aren't, their stainless steel mix is not.
Here's the deal. They are real estate friendly because there's nothing a listing realtor wants to see on your refrigerator when you walk in the door, right?
Yeah, we tell people you need to remove all the stuff off the fridge.
I know, and if there's anything you absolutely have to have, put it on the side of the fridge that nobody sees when they walk in, right? But they are the communication hub, kind of the family, the refrigerator with magnets and notes,
right?
And calendars and doctor's appointments and stuff. But this is a little bit new way to do it, right?
It's the new way. If you, listener, want to join the conversation today, the number to call in is 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000.
Okay. So when I went in to buy a stove, we're putting a second kitchen in our house.
Right.
Okay. And I just wanted a stove. I didn't want like a built-in oven because it's a cabana room, more or less, that we're putting this in. So I just wanted an induction cooktop because I loved my induction cooktop. We got gas in the kitchen, but this one will do induction. So you took me over and showed me, and you said, and the oven's an air fryer, right?
Right. The in the last few years, the popularity of air fryer ovens, both on the countertop side and in the built-in oven and range side, it's dramatically increased. And it basically is a space saver. It lets you use that space for something else. And we're in about the third generation of those type ranges and products, and they keep improving. You basically, inside a range that has a air fryer, you can create larger dishes. They're going to be, first off, let me back up a second. On air frying, lots of customers have owned them, and essentially it's really not frying. They're using air and convection to circulate around the food to make the outside crispy and the inside juicy and tender.
Well, we blow dry our hair.
There you go.
We blow dry our food, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not deep fried. So the main thing for customers is they want something that's quick and easy to prepare and easy to clean up. One of the advantages of the countertop air fryers has been the speed at which you could prepare something and the simplicity of cleaning it up after the fact. That is a imminent threat to the range manufacturers who have been dependent on you to prepare the family meal inside that range for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So they want to incorporate that technology inside the range so that they can retain your business.
That's because to me, it's easier to clean up my air fryer than to clean up the oven. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Our special guest is Jerry Dickerson from Hahn Appliances. And we have on the line, though, our money man, Dean Riddell.
NMLS number 196895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing okay today, Dean. So tell us what is happening in the mortgage world.
You know, Becky, it's interesting. You know, we've seen movement in rates. Of course, the inflationary numbers were not favorable. So we saw rates tick back up, you know, in that 7.25, 7.375 world again. So as you recall, it was probably 6 months ago, we were close to 8%. We tapered down. And I think the projections from everything I'm seeing is still could be in that mid-six at year end, with hopefully some movement stepping into to 25. And as we know, it's an election year too, so things get different sometimes.
Well, and you still do the 2-1 buy down where the seller can pay 3% and buy down the interest for the buyer, right?
Yeah, and Becky, we do that 4 or 5 times a month. It's really, to be frank, it's hard to explain to someone how that works by phone or email. And so we bring them to the office, we sit down, we crunch numbers and say, you know, here's a great solution that, in my opinion, will take care of you for the next 24 months until rates fall.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a good solution. And I think I wish more lenders would do that with clients, because I think there is a solution out there that's not being utilized as much as it should be.
Yep. I just read an article this morning that from an NAR that there are more houses on the market today than in the past 3 years. We have the most inventory compared for the past 3 years. So real estate is moving. And if you want to get a hold of Dean Riddell, you can call him at 405-858-7770. That's 405-858-7770. As always, thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. SWBC Mortgage, the place I went to get my mortgage, right?
That's right. And if you want to join the conversation today, you can give us a call in at 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. We're talking about appliances.
Well, and I thought I would throw in a little something here. Colors to avoid when selling a home. In fact, let's give away some Casa Perico certificates. You call in, and if there, I think there's 5 or 6 or 7 color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 colors. If you guess one of those colors to avoid when selling your home, we'll give you a free lunch. How's that?
So is this colors of walls, colors of?
Colors in a home.
Just colors in the home. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so it's 840-1000. Call in and get your Casa Perico certificate. And, you know, if it's appalling to you, it probably is an appalling number of color to everybody else, too. Okay, Jerry, my guess is that you actually do sell 2 of these colors in your store, and people buy them, but they're specialty appliances.
So that's one of the things I was going to ask you, Jerry, about appliances, that it seems like in the, what, in the 70s, it was, you had lots of colors of appliances.
You had red, you had, well, actually, of course, you know, the 70s, I guess that was Harvest Gold and Avocado Green,
the Avocado
right?
Green.
Almond Brown.
Oh, and, yeah.
There was a lot of different colors back then that have kind of dated out. Today, we're seeing mostly stainless steel, and I don't know if it's manufacturer-driven or supply-driven, but coming out of COVID, some of the companies, like the one that Becky had purchased before, Samsung, they're really pushing the color options. Other brands are just starting to kind of latch onto that. It kind of depends on the kitchen design, what's going to complement it the best. The thing about stainless steel is it's a neutral. The idea behind it is that you can have light floors, dark floors, light walls, dark walls, light cabinets, dark cabinets. and it's the invisible appliance. You don't notice it. It doesn't, quote, pop inside there. And so yeah. it doesn't become necessarily the marquee or focal point of the kitchen. The cabinetry, the countertop, the decorations, those are the focal point.
We have Janice on the line, I think, has a guess about the colors to avoid.
Okay, Janice, tell me.
Hot pink.
You are absolutely right. 10% of the people, just pink in general, are the most off-putting colors to home buyers. So pink, that's right. So I haven't seen any pink appliances. Hey, I sold a house one time that had all pink appliances.
Oh, my gosh.
It was adorable.
It would trigger my wife. She hates pink.
Oh, my gosh. It was a 50s kitchen that had not been updated. And it was a really, I mean, the appliances were something else. But hang on the line, Janice, and we are going to, Mike Gannon's going to get your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, awesome. Well, there's still five more colors, and pink was one of them that's off-putting to home buyers. So, but Jerry, on the colors of appliances, and I want to get beyond colors, but it does seem to be that stainless is still the thing. But my designer is Kara Pasley, and she's wanting to put a brass countertop in the kitchen. So I can't have stainless appliances if I've got a brass countertop. I have to have, what do they call it, panel ready for cabinetry to go on it. So we may be redoing my ticket. We'll see. I told her first, let's see how much that countertop cost.
Correct. I'll say this. Some of the manufacturers have matte finishes in different shades of black, green, lavender, different colors that have an assortment of different color handle options, that brass being one of them, brushed stainless, brushed black, all kinds of different handle combinations that you can curate for that specific color. Most of those brands fall into what we call the affordable luxury category. That's the fastest growing section in appliances right now. Basically, appliances, you have entry-level appliances with brands that you've heard of from years, like Hotpoint and Amana. You have your mainstream appliances that people have bought for years, that they comprise the bulk of the industry. That would be Whirlpool, Frigidaire, GE, LG, Samsung. And then you have the what we used to call premium, but they call it affordable luxury today. That comprises Bosch, KitchenAid, GE Cafe, which is a brand that does let you have like matte white finishes, matte black finishes, and gives you like six different handle options where you can kind of complement the cabinetry inside that particular home. There's lots of other brands we're selling, Lafra, that lets you customize the range, the handles, how to whatever. There's another company called Blue Star that does that. They've got over 700 configurations. You can order specifically what you want for that kitchen.
So it's like cars. You don't have to buy off the lot or the showroom. You can order exactly what you want.
Right. You just pay a premium for the price.
Right. Well, and people seem to be willing to pay for a lot of things in appliances. You use appliances a lot.
Right, yeah. It's become the heart of the home, and it's a gathering place for the family. You've seen kitchen sizes become larger in relationship to the overall size of the house. And everything from the seating, the size of sinks, the size of countertops, all of that has gotten larger as some of the rest of the house has gotten smaller. Because it's a gathering place for the family, and right. It helps sell the home, and I'm sure it's helped you sell a few, too.
Well, for sure. I mean, I had a small island in my house. We increased the size of our kitchen by making a 16-foot long and a 6-foot wide island, and it just made all the difference in the world, and it gives you a place to gather.
Correct.
You know, if you have an island that can hold 10 people around it, that's a place to gather.
There's always a gathering place for people. I love it. We have Julie on the line with a guess on the color that you shouldn't have in your house.
The most off-putting color to buyers. What is it, Julie?
It's got to be orange.
Do you know something?
I knew there was an OU fan who was going to say this.
Try again. Try again.
How about harvest gold?
Well, orange and gold together kind of make the mustard yellow, right? And the mustard yellow is 19% of home buyers say that that's an off-putting color is mustard yellow. So lunch certificate to Casa Perico for Julie. Thanks for calling in, Julie.
Thank you.
Hold on to the line, Julie, and we will get you that certificate. And we will be back right after this news break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins, and we are inviting you to call in, join the conversation at 405-840-1000. And our question to you is, what colors are most off-putting to buyers out there? And we have Ann's on the line this morning. Ann, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, tell us, what color do you think is most off-putting?
Well, if it's not the most off-putting it should be, it's avocado green.
Oh. Well, that is one of the colors that is off-putting to me at this point, but that is not. Take another
it's
guess.
It's not on the list?
Nope, not on the list. Take another guess.
Wow.
No.
Black?
Oh. Not, now, we're not talking appliances, just the whole house. If you walk into a house. And it's
bright red.
Yes, you're right. Red is the number one most off-putting color. Now, back in the 2000 era,
yeah,
that was a very popular color. Every half bath was painted red. Every formal dining was painted red.
Yeah.
A lot of kitchens were painted red. But that is a very off-putting. 60% of buyers say it's the most off-putting color.
Oh.
So, congratulations. Okay.
Thank you. After three tries.
Thanks, Ann. Hey, hang on the line, and Mike will get your information. Thanks for listening. And it is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Yeah. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Built-in.
Built-in.
And you know, you would think everyone would know what built-in is. However, the definition of built-in is built so it is an integral or permanent part of a larger construction. Like the wall has a built-in bookcase. So it's not a bookcase against the wall. It actually is part of the structure. Now, in appliances, built-in and slide-in get confused, don't they, Jerry?
They do. Built-in appliances are generally wall ovens, for example. The wall ovens are built in 24, 27, and 30-inch sizes. They're a lot more friendly to cook with because they're elevated off the ground. They're more ergonomic for cooks. The built-in refrigeration is a longer-lasting refrigerator. It's a refrigerator designed to last 20 years, and it's 7 feet tall instead of 6 foot tall. It can be anywhere from 24 inches to 60 inches in width. Now, they're considerably more expensive, but they're more efficient, and they have better door sills, they're better lighting, and they can be seamless blended into the cabinetry. And I know we're going to talk about panel ready in a minute, but a lot of them are panel ready, where you don't even realize that they're a refrigerator. You just look and see this large integrated built-in appliance on the wall.
Well, and our panel ready, I've sold houses where the panel just sticks out from the cabinetry, and it's still pretty obvious that it's a dishwasher, that it's a refrigerator, that, you know, whatever appliance is built in. So, but nowadays they make them to where they're not so obvious, right?
That's correct. And the European manufacturers, Bosch and Miele, are kind of leaders with that, having a flush, seamless look, an invisible look. They're not quite as deep, so that dishwasher can be more recessed and look like it's part of the cabinetry instead of being protruding out a couple of inches. One other thing we talked earlier about was islands, and there's two different kinds of islands out there. There's basic, simple islands that all new construction pretty much includes in basic homes. The island has changed your refrigerator selection considerably. Used to be customers would buy the largest refrigerator we had that had maximum capacity. The problem is the island is directly in front of that refrigerator, so you cannot have it stick out quite as far. These days, the category in refrigeration we're selling the most of is counter depth, because they're also recessed like a built-in appliance. They're not nearly as expensive as a built-in appliance, but you can push them back about an extra 5 inches and gain that space. You also have more elaborate islands like the one in your home, where you can order microwave drawers that are built in, and they give you multiple installation cues. You can either install them flush where you don't even notice them sticking out, or you can have them installed proud, like the type that you weren't that interested in that right. stuck out a few inches, but you can have them recessed inside the cabinets too. Other built-in appliances, are the one we think of them, are cooktops. Cooktops, you mentioned the induction, the electric you had, that the sales continue to increase and the prices continue to come down. Gas cooktops and range tops, and there's a difference. Gas cooktops sit on top of your countertop. Gas range tops sit on top, but they also occupy the front space just like a range would, with the knobs directly in front. They usually have a lot more power. Of course, they're more expensive.
It's separate than the oven.
Separate from the oven.
Okay. And
folks that'll buy a cooktop or a range top might buy a single or double wall oven. Double wall ovens are very popular because, especially during the holidays, you can cook two things at two different temperatures simultaneously. And just, you kind of want to remember the rule of thumb: the higher temperature would go on the top oven, the lower temperature would be used in the bottom oven because heat rises.
Oh, never even thought about that.
Oh, right. I hadn't either. So you wouldn't want to cook like with a higher temperature on the bottom because it would affect what's being cooked on top.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
The demand for double ranges and double wall ovens has always been really high. The supply is not adequate, but the folks that have owned them before, they almost always will purchase another one because they're just used to that, being able to do that. The other item, we sell lots and lots of ice machines these days. They're replacing compactors. Folks that used to have compactors because they didn't have trash service on a weekly basis, that was part kind of something that was in, used a lot in rural areas. Nowadays, everyone has weekly trash service, so that compactor demand has fallen dramatically. Those spaces are used today for ice machines. They're noisy, but once a person has owned one, you'll almost never get them not to want to have one, because of the convenience and supply of ice and all that.
And the ice machines are hooked up to a drain, and a good ice machine doesn't store your ice. It melts it toward the bottom and drains out so that you always have fresh ice. Are the home models like that, or is it that just a commercial ice machine?
Well, they make it in two variations. They make gravity drain, which is what you're describing. As long as the house was designed for that, where you can run a 4-foot-long drain line to it. But some homes, the ice machine location might be 20 feet away from the sink, and they have pumps installed inside them that can pump the water horizontally 20 feet and vertically 10 feet up and down so that it can drain just like a dishwasher. It in fact, it'll share the dishwasher connection.
Hmm.
Okay. Yep.
So, we have Mary on the line this morning. Good morning, Mary.
You
too. Oh, good morning, Mary. You there? Sounds like taking care of a little one. Mary, if you'll hold on, we'll get right back to you if you're there. All right.
Are we ready for a break?
We're ready for a break.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the elegant island or the more upscale island than what you typically see.
And we'll also have your smoking hot deal. We'll be right back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the southwest corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd just west of Meridian at 505 East Main Street in Yukon, and on May Avenue just north of Hefner Road.
Okay, our smoking hot deal today is in Council Ridge. Now, Council Ridge is just west of Council Road between 150th and 164th.
Yep.
Okay, so on like 158th is where you turn, and Council Road, you go west. And this is, it's a pretty house, and you're going to hold it open tomorrow,
I will
right?
be there, yep, I will be there tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Do you want to describe the house to us?
So it is a wonderful, go ahead, Becky.
Okay, it's a little over 1,900 square feet, was built in 2012. It is $355,000, and the neighborhood has greenbelt, and the house has taller ceilings. It's nice, nice property. That's going to be open tomorrow between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
So go see Mark there.
Yep.
Mark, can I send you some Casa Perico certificates?
I would love it.
We'll
hand them
away
today. Absolutely.
And then Joe is going to be at another property at 8220 on 59th. That's where you're going to be. But Joe will be at the property
He'll be at St. Christopher.
St. Christopher.
12905 St. Christopher Drive.
It's
in the Greens.
It's in the Greens. And Julie in our office reminded us that it should be Mr. Christopher because St. Christopher was removed from the Holy Roman Catholic calendar in 1969. So the street signs still say Saint, but you can call him Mister. So go see Joe File at that open house tomorrow between 2 and 4. That's our smoking hot deal. Brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, where I ate twice this week.
Well, it was a good week then.
It was a great week. They just have such a variety. You can go there and it can be really fast, or you can linger and visit with friends. It's a great Mexican place. Okay, Jerry Derrickson. I'm going to say your name right eventually. Derrickson.
Correct.
Okay. I want to offer something. We're going to talk about the elegant island. And you told me there was one more thing. Oh, like when you are going to buy appliances, what do you need to do before you buy appliances, right?
Correct.
Let's do that.
Okay. The thing that we find when customers come to the store, when they're shopping for appliances, sometimes they haven't done the preparation necessary to make a selection. When ideally you want to measure everything and take photos of it before you come to the store. That way you can show that picture to the salesperson you're working with. The depth is one of the most overlooked dimensions. People will measure the height and the width, but they won't measure the depth. And with an island in front of it, that's going to change your options. If they could do that and measure from the back wall to the island, like if it was 72 inches or 84 inches, so that we'll know exactly when you open the doors how it'll swing and can you fit and navigate in and around that. When you're replacing a range, it's equally important. The standard size for ranges is 30 inches. Some folks have larger ones and they've had unique sizes in the past. when they're replacing that range, they want to replace it and fill up that entire space generally. Above that is their vent hood, and it's probably the most overlooked part of your appliances inside your kitchen. Ventilation is important to remove heat, to remove the grease particles, to remove the odor, the smell, and all that. The thing is, folks don't often measure how large that vent hood is that they're replacing. So they'll come to the store, and they don't know what it is and what they need to replace. And what you need to measure from cabinet to cabinet, from left to right, even though the range you might replace is 30 inches, you might discover that that space is 42 inches. And you want to buy one that fits that space properly. The same thing on dishwashers. When you replace your dishwasher in an island, you may need one that does not have a handle, that has a pocket handle. If that's in a primary prep area or something like that, you can't have a handle protruding out when you're trying to work. Or it might be a dishwasher that's in a corner. When it's in a corner, that can be problematic because your cabinet drawers open across the front of that dishwasher and they'll hit the handle on the dishwasher. You can't lower the door correctly. So if they can measure those things, take photos of those things before they get there. The same thing with their cooktops, measure the width and depth of them. And if they can also identify what brands they're replacing, that makes it much simpler to purchase new appliances. Each manufacturer has their own unique cutouts, and it's kind of a racket. If you had a GE cooktop, they've got a very specific cutout to accommodate it. When you come back to our store and you say, hey, I like this Whirlpool or I like this Frigidaire or whatever model, that cutout is going to be different. So replacing it may entail cutting the countertop, modifying the countertop. And if you're already replacing the entire countertop, it's not a big deal. But if you're not, and it's a granite countertop or man-made quartz or something like that that could crack, or it can be a big deal. You want to know what brand that the customer is replacing. Also, the two biggest problems we have when we're replacing appliances are replacing downdraft appliances that have ventilation incorporated into the cooktop or into the stove because of how they connected in the past and how they connect today. You're kind of restricted. There's only a couple of brands that make those types of appliances. Jennair and KitchenAid, for example. We need to know what the dimensions, but they have changed their dimensions. So used to, Jennair had these modular systems that were really popular in the 70s and 80s in Oklahoma City, and customers would have 40-inch, 46-inch modular cooktops. There is no such thing today. There is no direct replacement for that today.
So you have to change your countertop.
You have to change your countertop and your cabinets. And that's what customers aren't necessarily prepared for. The other one is what they call a drop-in range. This was also popular back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. These ranges, there's only a couple left, and they're primarily made by GE, but they're 27-inch width. If a customer comes in and picks out a slide-in range, you were mentioning those have sort of replaced the drop-in range as the go-to for a electric or gas range. The drop-in ranges sit on top of a platform and right. about 8 inches off of the ground. Trying to replace one can be pretty difficult because you're going to have to modify the cabinets adjacent to this drop-in range. Take photos, take pictures of all of those things so you can bring it to the salesperson, and then they can identify what you need.
And here's the thing. Go to somebody that knows appliances. I will tell you, for 40 years, I used Joe Young over at Modern Home Appliance. Right. And then Joe retired. They sold the store, and then the new buyer didn't make it work. So it's closed. And I was in search of an appliance person that really knew what they were talking about. So I went to the Home and Garden Show specifically to look for a knowledgeable appliance person. And that's how I met you, Jerry. is at the Home and Garden Show. And it was real obvious from someone who had replaced a lot of appliances that you knew what you were talking about. You knew appliances, all brands. You knew that the 42-inch Frigidaire cooktop with the wide coil was going to take a certain replacement. So, and I went to buy a washer and dryer, which I think I bought from you. But I've established a really good relationship with Jerry over the years. And Jerry's, I'm going to offer you this, Jerry. Now, if I can't do this, just shake your head no. But if you guys want to buy appliances, and I don't know the Hans or the, I don't know that, but it's the appliance guy I need to buy from. So ask for Jerry or call them and ask if he's going to be working that day and go to – and you work at the one on Reno.
Yes, 3947 right. West Reno.
Yeah. So, yeah, near Meridian in Reno. And ask for Jerry. And then tell him you know Becky Ivins and you want her price, the contractor price, on the appliance. And you will get, I don't even have to go into the store to buy stuff. I've bought many appliances by calling and saying, I need this. And then Jerry will give me the knowledge behind it and then give me the price. So, Jerry, thank you very much. I'm going to have you back to talk about upscale appliances. Is that okay? I mean, upscale islands. Is that okay?
That'd be terrific.
We're out of time today.
Thanks for being with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Sing us out, Jim Ivins.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true.